Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, I don't know where this summer has gone, but there's more summer in our rear view than in front of us, I'm afraid. One of the big events that just keeps getting bigger and bigger every year is the Main Street Memories Car Show. That was a couple of weekends ago, and Ron Stewart is here to kind of give us the recap of it. You had a lot of cars there, didn't you?
Good morning, Paul. Yes, we had well over 900 cars. Our final number is still a little bit skewed, trying to figure things out, but to say we were north of 900, we're comfortable with that. So,
and this is an event that just started a few years ago.
This is our sixth year, yes. So, I mean, to think that our first show in 16 was 200 cars, now we're looking at 900 cars. I mean, we're making a name for ourselves. We're getting people to Port Huron.
The Main Street Memories Car Show has moved off Main Street to Vantage Point. Really, you'd need that extra room there, don't you?
Yes, yes. What's nice about that is, number one, we got 25 acres of property down there. It's on the waterfront. There's a nice breeze, so we got more than enough room to grow. I mean, it's crazy what we're going to be able to do down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Is your goal to get 1,000 next year?
Oh, yeah. We were hoping for that this year. But if we didn't get this year, next year we'll do more marketing and we'll get 1,000 cars down there.
What is it about this show that attracts so many people?
You know, kind of looking at, number one, it's for a charity. We support the Council on Aging, which this year we're going to be able to make a very nice donation to them yet. Can't disclose that yet, but very nice donation. Thanks to everybody. It's a non-judge show. We just want people to come down, relax, have a good time. And I think those two things, plus the being on the waterfront. You know, last year we had a woman come up to us at the end of the show. I seen six freighters go by, but they don't see that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, I think that's a draw. You know, the charity, the non-judge, and the position where we're at.
Yeah. And in terms of cars, I mean, what kind of cars did we see here?
We get a little bit of everybody. We had some of the 1911 Model T's and older, all the way up to brand new C8 Corvettes, so, and everything in between.
Yeah, it's really incredible, and the community really supports this event, doesn't it?
Yes, they do. We had more spectators this year than we have ever seen. I mean, it was crazy where they were parking. Anywhere they can find a place, they were parking.
Is that a concern moving forward, parking?
Yes. So, you know, my executive staff and I, we're trying to look at the five-year plan of where we want to be and what we need to do. This year, they were able to park down at the south end of Atchison property. There's always Desmond Landing. There's 4th Street. There's up on Main Street. But, yeah, that's something that as we grow, we need to look at how we're going to handle that. You know, we may have to have a group of people just to handle that.
I feel like for years, Ron, we tried in this community to figure out how to do car shows and cruise nights, and I think we finally got it right. I think that the one earlier in the summer, that's the Fort Gratiot event,
yep.
People cruise all through. It doesn't have to be just Fort Gratiot, Port Huron, Fort Gratiot, wherever. Fort Gratiot has the big party. That's awesome. That's fantastic. You guys do Main Street Memories. Down in Marysville, they've got Hot Wheels weekend later this summer. And those are three big events for the car community.
There's one more. There's Vern's show in St. Clair.
Oh, that's right. Don't forget the St. Clair.
Yes. So there's four big shows in the Blue Water area that if you're a car enthusiast, hit them all.
And I was going to say, I don't feel like these events compete with each other, do they?
No. We all each have our own little niche and everything like that. And we've even been talking about how we can find a way to bring them all together as a group and promote it as that, to all the car communities.
Where do people come from for this? Obviously, a lot of people from around the Port Huron area, but they come from other places,
too. We had people this year from London, Ontario. We had a good share of Canadians coming over. We had a gentleman come all the way over from Grand Rapids, northern Michigan, Ohio. We had one from Florida, one from Georgia. So we're growing. I mean, we're getting over to the middle, to the west side of the state now where people are coming to us. And we're getting some fairly large car clubs, including the Moxham, which is the Mustang Owners of Southeast Michigan. Their numbers are starting to rise. Twisted Axles, another group from Mount Clemens area, they're starting to rise in numbers, so we're getting them.
How do you do that? How do you reach out to them? Is it a lot of it word of mouth?
A lot of it's word of mouth, which is what really helps, because people say, I'll be back next year, I'm bringing my friends back next year. We market like crazy. We post on about 30-some Facebook pages throughout all of Michigan, the websites, And we're looking, trying to find ways to even grow more to get the marketing out there, whether it's on billboards or whatever we can do.
Yeah. You know? Well, you've got the great location, and like you said, I think one of the reasons people like to come to this is not just because it's so well run, but it is, but just the setting. I mean, to be able to take, if you've got a classic car or hot rod or whatever you're showing off, to be able to bring it down there and take a picture of it right, you know, along the St. Clair River. Wow, that's pretty cool.
It is. It is, you know. And we got to give a shout out to our sponsors. I mean, without Moran Automotive, Chevrolet, and the Chrysler dealership, and then Fomall Spray Insulation down in Marine City, those three right there are major sponsors, our presenting sponsors, and that really helps us to put this on. You know, we've always said that our sponsors pay for the show. The participants is where our donations come from.
Yeah, and all that goes to the Council on Aging, which, yes, as it has from the very beginning, right?
Yes, so far we're right around $81,000 in donations from the first 5 years, and like I said, we're looking to make a very significant one after this year.
Well, it's a great event. Same weekend every year, last weekend, last Saturday in July?
Yes, sir. It makes it easy. People like that. They know St. Ignace, the North End Show, Vern Show. They know what weekend it is. It doesn't matter the date. They can plan it a year ahead.
There you go. And the planning is already underway for next year's, isn't it?
Up in here. We start meeting in September, but everybody's already writing down their notes. And, you know, we've done good to where we're not having to do major changes and anything like that. Now it's just the fine-tuning. We know where we did good. Okay, we had a couple hiccups here. How do we fix that? We had, you know, a hiccup here. I think the registration part went very well this year. Parking went smooth. It gets a little crazy sometimes when you get the big onrush of people. Food vendors, we had over 9 food vendors. The pancake breakfast, they served over 250 people there, so that went really well. So we're pulling it together. We're bringing it together, and we're going to be a force to contend with.
All right. Last Saturday in July. Do it again next year. Ron, thanks for the recap. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Ron Stewart with us from Main Street Memories Car Show on WPHM. It's 8:47 now.